I don't have no apology to make for nobody but a Satan. Another thing, I don't have to. I want you to realize this. Now, of course, those of you that are familiar with the school and have been here from time to time know this. Mm-hmm. Because I've said it so many times. Now, I don't have to ask nobody no information about nothing. I'm not trying to read up on nothing. You understand? Nobody here walking around in Los Angeles or nowhere else can teach me a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's
now,
right.
That sounds bad. Mm-hmm. I know that it does. Mm-hmm. If somebody would have got up and said a thing like that to me before I had had the vision and the revelation, why, more than likely, I would have been insulted.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
And gotten mad about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And probably said some of the things about it that they said about me for saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been cursed out. I've been beat up.
Mm-hmm.
See? Almost anything, everything's happened to me. You understand?
Right.
Almost everybody that comes along disagrees with me. Now, I'm just coming right straight out from the door and tell you that. Now you have seen for yourself with the 35 years that we've had this school. Now we have permitted everybody that come along, skeptics, atheists, agnostics, infidels, liars, backbiters, hypocrites, old broken down preachers, and everything. Now they'll all have a chance. Isn't that right? Nobody excluded. Now that ought to be fair. Well, one of the first things that they say when they come here to this school, they're going to tell you something wonderful, something you don't know. You understand? Well, it's expedient for it to be like that. You see what I mean? And I'll admit that it does look like I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Sure does. And of course, what is said out there against me and all the different teachers and preachers said to be sent of God, according to that statement, I am wrong. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I don't mind telling you that. See, well, why don't you mind telling me that? Because I've got something behind it to prove.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
It ain't just a matter of getting up there batting my gun together.
That's right.
That's all right. That's all right.
You understand? I carry the stuff along with me, ain't that right?
That's right.
Boss is right there to take up for himself. And it's been that way for 35 years.
Right.
Now, if I get up here and tell you a story of the world or the history of the world that's been going on for 35 years, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to happen. Well, why? You take it any way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't argue with facts like that. You see what I mean? I can't argue with them alone, sir. Now, I told you in the year 1931, I had a vision of Revelation.
Right.
Now, these charts are the result of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've drawn them out here and illustrated. See, they've been everywhere. You understand? They're put up against everybody's work.
Mm-hmm.
He's been stuck up against the Bible. That's where they come from.
Right.
Put up beside of you. Put up beside of every so-called inanimate. There's no such thing as inanimation.
Right.
You understand? But every inanimate, a so-called inanimate, an animated object and thing in the universe. And nobody has been able to refute.
That's right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's why there is a school here. See? Now they're not going to stand for us to go out there and teach the things that we teach down here.
Right.
So then we're forced, Bishop, into having a school.
That's right.
And notice we didn't say a church.
Mm-hmm.
We said a school. Now listen, the true divine etymological or the original meaning of the word church is congregation or assembly.
Right.
You are sitting in a congregation.
You see what the difference is?
See? Now I don't ask them. Just call them to come along and say something about, well, you take my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that.
That's right.
When I tell you something, I said you and have been teaching for 35 years, you make your proof.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't prove it, then don't you accept it.
Right.
And then don't you just come along and say, yeah, I believe that just in order to be in harmony with me, agree with me.
Right.
As long as it isn't a reality in your life.
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate you agreeing with me.
Right.
Now that ought to be fair. Wouldn't you say so?
That's right.
I don't know how you could be any fairer than that.
Mm-hmm.
Then always somebody said, well, did you read somebody? I don't have to read.
That's right.
Now, so far as Brooks is concerned, there isn't anybody that you can walk in my home.
That's right.
And we used to carry them in the school all around the wall, didn't that right?
That's right.
And anybody of any historical importance that ever lived in this world, up to this, we had it right in the school room.
Right. That's right.
You see it going?
Yeah.
Now, we're not playing. We won't have no fun. This is the last go around. That is what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any reason to get up and say you know lie. I don't receive a salary.
Right.
And so therefore I don't have to make no compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, well, I'm going to get sore and I'm not going to come back. That's up to you. I remember one time when Dr. Wilde Messiah said, standing in the synagogue in Cape Pernia, he said, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you shall have no life in it. They said, that's a hard saying. Who can hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
That's right.
And from that very day, many of them went back on him, and there's no record of where they followed him anymore at all.
Mm-hmm.
And even his own disciples, 12 disciples, they write about him.
That's
and
right.
Then he said to him, will you go also?
Mm-hmm.
One of the boys spoke up and said, see, there's nowhere to go seeing you have the words of eternal life.
Right.
You see? Now, this is not a sociological function.
Right.
You see? Understand? And I want you to understand it clean and clear. We wrote it out here and a few words here that the moderator gets up there and reads at every meeting. Try that over again. Please. Now you listen this time.
Right. Number one, to find and know Yahweh as he really is and as he actually exists. Number two, to form a nucleus of universal brotherhood of humanity without distinction of race, creed, sex, caste, or color. Number three, to investigate the unexplained spirit law, or so-called law of nature, and the powers latent in man. Number four, to encourage and promote the study of the scriptures, comparative religions, psychology, philosophy, and modern practical and occult science. Number five, to extirpate current superstition, skepticism, and ignorance. Number six, to learn, know, and understand the operation of Yahweh's eternal purpose through the dispensations and ages. Number seven, to discern and avoid being deceived by Lucifer, the serpent, the devil, or Satan, and his demons, operating the mystery of iniquity on earth through the dispensations of time. Number eight, to inherit eternal life now,
right,
in the kingdom of Yahshua Messiah, with the hope of immortal glorification in the new first state.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can add something to that. I could have said this, whether we were Democrats or Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of other stuff I can add to it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, so far as your political party is concerned, it doesn't make any difference.
Right.
What your color is makes no difference.
Right.
Everybody is welcome down
here.
Right. Understand? And I've stood here time and time again and just blurted it out without any reservations. You understand? This is not a civil rights organization.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
This is no communist conspiracy. You understand? There's no clips, no nothing behind it. And I want you to know, as Dr. Gross, who is the president of the school, have sat and heard millionaires offer me all kinds of money.
That's right.
And even, we come to Los Angeles in 58. And if I wanted to have been, see, I could have been a multimillionaire long ago.
Right.
That's right. You see? But I would have been out of favor with God to reject. Understand what I'm talking about? Now, I said enough now for you to proceed. You see? All you need is just a little knowledge. That is God has given you when every man to become in the world with now to understand what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so far as tightening me up and blowing me up, trying to make something out of me,
mm-hmm.
or get me up, you understand? I don't want to be got up.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Not interested in that. Fact of the matter, I prefer to get down out of it rather than up in it. If I'm trying to talk plain so you can understand what I'm talking about. Because there's so much misunderstanding about these things, misconceptions about it. You see what I mean? Admiration of personalities and all that kind of thing. All kinds of false doctrines. So, every once in a while, it becomes my duty to clarify these things. Make it known to you that I did. And I want to say something else, too. If you get in this thing, you understand? I'll tell you before you get in. You understand? Try to live and defend the doctrine and all that's in this school, you're going to catch it.
Mm.
He just said, the Apostle Paul put it this way, said, yeah, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Mm.
This school is no shield to escape and avoid persecution.
Okay.
Now, this is the place where you do really catch it.
Right.
I'd advise you not to get mixed up with it at all if you are planning on trying to escape persecution.
Right.
This is the worst place in the world that I know anything about that you could come. Now, have I made myself real clear?
Right.
Do you understand that? Well, now that ought to eliminate all asking them questions about this and that and the other. You understand? I seek to do that, to stomp out misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
See, misunderstanding. Now I want to say something else. If I, you, or anybody else, Paul put it this way, though we are an angel from heaven,
mm-hmm.
preach any other gospel to you than that which we have already preached.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be anathema.
Mm-hmm.
Or let him be accursed. See what I mean? Now, when Yahshua the Messiah resurrected from the dead and sent them out to preach, told them to stay there in Jerusalem until they received the Holy Spirit. And he told them what to go out and preach.
Right.
And if anybody comes along and wants to change that story, me or anybody else, mm-hmm. it's wrong. Now, that's all you can get out of it.
Right.
Now, it's the same God. I'm trying to talk so you can understand. The same God that started this show that will end it. That's what I've been teaching.
That's right.
Now, he didn't send me to end the world. You see what I'm talking about? He didn't send me to alter the story from what it originally was. You understand? Rather than that, I am the confirmation of it. And I do know how the thing works. See? And right, you can't hit me to save your life. Now, the smart thing for you to stay out of it and make a clown out of yourself.
Right.
Because we do know what we're talking about.
That's right.
And able to prove it to you. Right. Any kind of way you want to go. And we don't have to depend on nobody. Do you see what I mean? Getting all quiet in here. See. Now that's right. Now, one prophet or one teacher in no age of the world, she sensed the whole entire thing come from Yahweh. One prophet doesn't have, since he's getting it all from Yahweh.
That's right.
He don't have no business refuting or disputing.
Right.
You understand what another said? Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now somebody will come along and say this, well listen, and they have asked this question. does God have a body? Now I say this so that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that died.
All right.
You don't have none. Now somebody wouldn't believe that. Mm-hmm. Unless you read it to them out of the book. You see what I'm talking about? Now, Dr. Metzler, you just go ahead and read. Now, see, I haven't told him where to read, but he's going to read. I want to show you how familiar we are down here with the book, what's in it.
But know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of Yahweh, ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are His.
Now you say that.
You see? Right.
And I tried my best to tell you. He carried you into the very best. Okay. It's possible for you to know the truth. Now I'm going to say this. There's a lot of air. Not even on the things in the world. Now that's no surprise to God. They're supposed to be here. You understand? They're supposed to be here. All these erroneous doctrines and whatnot, they're supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wasn't here, there'd be something wrong with it. They're supposed to be the boys. You understand? Political and ecclesiastical. Religious wars. Military fights. Combat. You understand? This is supposed to be. And there ain't anybody going to run out there and say it.
Right.
See, and instead of him sending somebody to to get it straightened out, he come himself.
Mm-hmm.
You see, understand what I'm talking about? There's nobody to do nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if I got the story straight and right, there's nothing happened at no time that he can't overcome. And everything's going on just fine. You see, according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now when it's gone far enough, Satan is gone far enough with his deception, his deceiving folks, and political battles, and kingdoms rising up against kingdoms, and nations against nations. What if this happens? Paul said then in the 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, and Yahweh had appointed a day. Where he shall judge the world in righteousness. How's that going to be done? By that man. What man? Yahshua, the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And listen, when he's revealed from heaven, everybody will know it.
Right.
Yes, I know that the Spirit in you and in everybody that has the Spirit, the right Spirit, see, is Him in you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. In this mortal body. And I did say mortal, I did not say immortal.
All right.
Just make it clean and clear. Now, when He's revealed from heaven, you see. Now, a lot of people that don't have that straight either, they think that when you say revealed from heaven or something or like that, they're standing around looking up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's
you
right.
Get it now?
Yeah.
And we just get all confused. That's how all these doctrines come about.
Right.
It's because we're not able to interpret. Correct. Now, let me say this. In this school, I want to talk about prayer for a minute. You see, in this school, you see, we don't teach prayer like the other fellows do.
Right.
We don't teach it that way. See? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
In this school. New people come in here all the time. They don't understand what we're talking about. I know they don't. And as I told you, I'm 72 years old. I've been from coast to coast and all over. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much this country. And I've met some of the most brilliant, academically trained men there is on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You see, not only me, quite a lot of few of the students out of this school.
Right.
I did. I've taught doctors. I've taught lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
I have taught scientists. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I've taught everything. And them that know me, see, will tell you that I don't seek no glory, no praise, no honor. See, my whole primary objective is to glorify Yahweh, Yahshua the Messiah. Now I'm giving it to you straight, folks. That's plain, easy to be understood at all. I cannot do nothing. You understand? I don't deserve no praise, no praise. See, I'm reluctant for you to give it to me. You don't have to tighten me up about nothing. Now, the only way I see when I try to speak these things, you know, in the course of a discourse, oftentimes you're misunderstood. So that this is the way I'm talking to you now, the only way I can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
See? And nobody, I haven't seen nobody since I had the vision in the Revelation. I haven't seen nobody that understood what I was talking about and didn't agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen it. I've seen people come in, look around. Sister Wendy was back there. These are her words. And she looked at some of these dogs and said, it looked like scrambled eggs to her. And others, even of the school when we first started, looked at and got Scrotum sitting over there. See, he studied. Now, this was the first. He looked at it, and all I could say, you know, he didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Just did not understand it. And he didn't understand it just by sitting in no one class either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll soon be through. Up here, but I thought it was my duty for the benefit of others who sit in this audience, which is a few minutes. I'll sit down and let them speak as they see fit. But I do think it's my duty to get up and to make these statements. Now, we've gotten them out of cancer.
Right.
See? We've got them sitting here looking me in the face. It had so many bones broken in their body. You understand? All kinds of things have happened. Time would fail me to tell you about it. That has went along with this vision and this revelation that was given to me. I can't argue with it myself. It's verified and confirmed in that Bible. Now listen, let me tell you this. So far as prophecy is concerned, Dr. Gross, would you mind standing up? This man right here. See? And then take your Bible. See? And tell you what's in your Bible. How it functions and how it operates. And tell you the history of the world. Now you can learn that. You understand? Those are things that we seek to teach down here. Do you see what I mean? It's possible for you to know. It would be unfair on the part of God, you understand, to make a man, give him such a limitation of knowledge, you understand, and then turn around. See, because he was stupid and ignorant and had no way to find out nothing, and then send him to the fiery furnace or to Sheol or Hades or the grave. Yeah, just fix it any kind of way you want to fix it, whichever suits you the best, or to the lake. Now that would be unfair. Do you see what I mean? There is a way to detect and to understand and to know truth like it is.
Right.
Now, folks, it's your soul. You understand? It's your soul. My job is telling you the truth just like it is. See, you are the judge. Protect, refute, or whatever you want to do. Now, that's the way we have done for 35 years. Isn't that right, my beloved? Thank you, Dr. Gross. Now, that's the way it is. I would like you, as you came there in the rundown when the Master of Somerset stood up here and read, said to form a nucleus of universal brotherhood of humanity without distinction of race, sex, caste, or color. Is that right?
Right.
See? To study comparative religion. We tell you to study everything under the sun.
Right.
Right. We don't see everything under the sun is right. That's not made of Jesus. You see. Now, you know as well as I do, there's a whole lot of different sects and cults and creeds out here. And every satanic spirit incarnated in a physical body wants you to join up with his group. Is that right? And he tell you, whatever group you're in, he tell you what is wrong and make you get in line. Now, I don't have no church.
Right.
For nobody. See? I didn't die to save nobody. See what I mean? Somebody said, well, you don't understand divine psychology. Yes, I do. I know as much about it as you do. And I've been able to prove it too.
Right.
You don't understand astral projection. You don't understand psychological parts. How does the spirit of God understand that? I know anything about it, you know. See? I stood and told men what they thought. Answer that question, even before they can ask. That's right. Tell me out of it. See, I know why you think what you think. All right. See? There's any place I haven't been. Know everybody. Now you're blowing.
Yeah.
You see? Well, that's what it amounts to.
That's right.
If you want to talk about God in a person, you want to talk about the Holy Spirit, isn't it universal?
Right.
And if I don't know, I don't have no business up here trying to tell somebody something. You get the point? Let me ask you to come on and go to heaven. I don't know nothing about it. Well, we just go on and see what the end is.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what the end is. He said, and I'll tell you what the end that is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you right from here, you can investigate all you want. That's blessed.
That's right.
See, now you better find out something about this. And as I said, say, I'm speaking to you calm. Truth. Correct. I speak to you plainly, easy to be understood, simple words.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what this school is all about. We've tried to break into organizations. We want their cooperation. See, this is a school for any and everybody. We don't care nothing about your set. And we don't care nothing about what church you come from.
Right.
This whole audience is made up with people from some church.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Catholic, Protestant, you name it. And we got them all over the country. You see what I mean? Our work went all over the world.
Right.
Every nip in the corner of the world. All the religious organizations have got a message from us for your information.
Right.
Get it now? Mm-hmm. Have I got the thing this morning straight? Oftentimes people say, well, how many belongs to you? How many people have you got in your group? You understand? Well, let me tell you about that. See, you might sit that back at the door as a clerk does and count the number of the people who can attend and get in. And I wouldn't dare. I would say all in what they all be. Regardless of how long they've been around. See, some of them have been around here a long time. They're just as lost as anybody else. You see? They're going to meet the same thing in the church. So you don't count it that way. You don't look at it that way at all. Now, let me say this. I told you that I had a vision, and I had a revelation. Roger, it's no problem. I can do it with what you meant that I have got right here now. Take this book and explain from Genesis to Revelation.
That's right.
Do it less time, 1 hour, and send you away again. I can do that.
Right.
I've done it many times.
Right.
Right. And I say you can do the same thing. Yes, I know there's a lot of self-conceited people.
Right.
A lot of people think, I don't know what I'm talking about, we've had this go. You understand? They look at me. You understand? I've gotten off the train, you know, out of planes, different things, you know, and people looking for great Dr. Henry C. Kennedy, and I come along and they overlook me, just right on. Yes, I've done it. There was nothing like this. I had them to say, well, I get up to speak. They say, now no, he can't preach. You understand? He don't look right. I know there's something wrong with that man. You see, you know how it goes, don't you now? Just be honest about it. See? Well, now, this God has chosen weak things of this world to confound the mighty. And there's not many wise and not many noble. See, now just be like that for him. You understand? You got some glory. Now here's a great big outstanding educator and all blown up and crushed up in himself. Paul was one of them kind of fellas. Isn't that right? Brought up at the foot of Gamaliel. And he's the very man that said, not many wise, not many noble at all. God has told the weak things of this world
right.
to confound the mighty. See, take that to prove that he is God. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You see, Dr. Harris, you went to medical college. You got all the necessary degrees and whatnot.
Right.
Is that right? See, you've been at that licensed doctor out there practicing. He owns you in Springfield, Robinson in Springfield, and many others. And some more around here. You understand? Now, things that doctors ordinarily work with, see, I never went to college. I told you many times. I never even went to college. I had somebody's dinner. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, here comes wrong with persons with cancer, muscular dystrophy. You understand? And many contagious diseases. Broken bones and everything else. You understand? And just walking on, don't ain't smell no oil on nobody either. Went past the drugstore and getting some olive oil. Now that ain't in no good.
Mm-hmm.
See? You understand? And just speak the words. Now you know I can't do nothing like that. You see? And if there's something bad that does happen, you understand? Then you ought to have brains and intelligence enough to know that that wasn't me. See, you really don't even need good sense for that.
All
right. Do you get the point? Mm-hmm. That's a demonstration of the spirit of the work of God. You understand? You go get to the library, you can read that great big library down here. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
None of the boys have been able to explain the creation, how it come into existence.
Right.
Not a one of them. Mm-hmm. And so, lastly, say the mathematician mm-hmm. and astronomer. Mm-hmm. You understand? They haven't been able to prove. They haven't. Einstein. Black, Dan High, we know the boy. But now here, we put it down and illustrated it to you. We told you about everything that constitutes your physical body. Ain't that right? Told you more about medicine, if you want to take it that way, you understand? And the construction of a human body that you are ever going to learn is at no seminary, nobody. They don't know even the male planet.
That's right.
You get it now? All of them things. So then you ought to be able to see by that it's not me. That man gave me pills. Feel around my pockets feel good, and you might find a pill or two in them almost any time. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to discredit him up there, little him. You understand? I'm talking about God.
Right.
God as he really is. You see? which you're going to have to know.
Right.
Now, there's just one thing about it. Now, you're either going to have to be deceived, you understand, saved or lost. You see? Now, your nationality doesn't have anything to do with your salvation.
Right.
You see? Your few dollars and nickels you got outside the bank, that won't help you. Not at all.
Right.
Am I talking to you? See, admiration of personality because of the advantage that I'm making.
Right.
Now, when you enumerate the many things that God has done through me, you understand? Such as earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told you about the presidents.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Roy Mayer, got letters at home.
Right.
See? So when he was going to pass out.
Mm.
So when John F. Kennedy was going to pass out.
Right.
So when John the 23rd was going to pass out.
Right.
So when Pope Pius the 12th was going to pass out.
Right.
You understand? He told you what Pope Paul was going to do and why he was going to do it.
Right.
Now look, Doc. What you do trying to sit around and try to convince me about something?
Right.
Ain't nobody that knows any more about it than God.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've already told you what's going to happen to Johnson. It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Now that ought to just cool it down. You understand? And let you in on the ground floor. It's your soul. And some people are just this way.
Oh, good luck to them. They just think it.
Well, look, if God does destroy me, it won't happen for a minute or two, no, now. You're going to take long to cremate somebody. It's my duty for that, Drew. You let me and my religion, I know all about that.
Right?
I'm just trying to take nobody's religion away from them. I'm just trying to tell you about it.
Right?
When Messiah came along, there was a scribe. I mean, when he was walking around over the Palestinian and Hebrew and Hill, there was a scribe, there was a Pharisee, there was a Sadducee, there was an Essene. There was a Zeno, young man I'm talking about. All around. They didn't go along with him at all. You understand? But he went right along his way. Is that right? Right along his way. We got all kinds of encyclopedias and books at my house now. Almost anything and anybody you can bring up. You see, he never made a mark in this world. We got the book.
Right.
See, we have to have it if we're going to conduct a school.
Right.
You see, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
We can look them up. And listen, let me tell you something. I don't intend to read my eyes out of them. I'm not going to move off. They don't need me reading around to see what somebody says about them. Even if I could talk. All the apostles in the book. See, I either know or don't know. I've either got to be right or wrong, one of the two. You understand? And what Paul has written, I've got to agree with it. What John has written, I've got to agree with it. What Moses has written, I've got to agree with it. But just like the Messiah said, I've got to agree with that, or else be wrong. That's all there is to it. Now let's make it clean and clear and plain so you can understand. You see? I wouldn't waste my time and go to land and the car and be up as I have been through the years. I wouldn't waste my time like that if I could do it if it wasn't for your 10 years. That's right. And you need to think. You know, just because you've been around a long time, 10, 15 years, and all like that, I'm going to...
nothing. Nothing. Just because you've been around this a long time, 10, 15 years and all like that, that won't fix it either. See, if you don't live a life, I don't care how long you've been around. See, I don't care nothing about what board, a plank, a skip, a raft, that won't get it. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's nothing going to take care of the situation but the Holy Spirit in you. You see? Is that
right? Right.
Now, give me at least five more minutes. Now, I told you I had a vision.
Right.
I told you I had a revelation. I told you that I've been all over the world, and there's no man been able.